Log Talk Radio.
Greetings and good evening. Hey there, Pam Pam Paray. Pam Pam Paray. We're broadcasting live this evening from downtown Portlandistan. We're at the Campaign for Cannabis Consciousness as we're tallying up the votes with y'all and looking at the stats live on the wire. This is your big vote. We're rocking the vote like we told you we would from the beginning. Now, for Bud Justice, this is 9 months, 7 days a week, 28 days a moon to this moment, to this point, tonight. So we have on the wire yours truly and friends, and we're going to bring a few heads on board to dialogue about the measure, and there's a great deal of optimism and inspiration in the House tonight. We've probably got about 64 folks who are reveling in fine eats and fine wines and libations and what have you, and see some familiar faces here and there, and some characters who are peeling back their crowns to run it down, and in so doing. We're just going to play it as we usually do, which is right in the moment. Hayden is, at this time, she's rallying for the raffle. I've got a few brothers out there, progressives, who are getting out the invitation to call in on our show here. And so we're hoping to bring on these elusive characters. You know, these are the folks that make for great change. These are the folks that are rocking the vote for you. These are the folks that have been behind Measure 74, as we've been discussing the garden culture economy, which is at hand, is now coming into full perspective tonight. And the stats, the very first stats we saw this evening were like 54 to 40-something, and we were yee-hawing about it. But they seem to be up and down and all around, and what a hoot. What a hoot. Well, this is a crapshoot for your vote. This is with whatever way this swings, we've already won it. This is a birthday party. We want to welcome you to the 13th year, to the 13 years of the Medical Marijuana Act to dissolve prohibition and all of those things that keep us from realizing ourselves as free people, as sovereign peoples, and so what we're going to do is recollect in that light. We'll call it the OMA light, and we might see if we can't hook Billy Kyle online and a few others to dialogue for a moment or two. And like I said, want to pick their heads and draw them out, every last one of them. Yes, indeed. So, yes, now, little do they know that we're producing a live broadcast. Some of us are hip to that trip, and others are just becoming aware of that as I am speaking on the wire here. I'm going to roll to you something rather special and take a moment to breathe and see if I can't, like I said, hook myself a couple of heads here. And what we're going to do is give you some more of them whispering tongues, because we know that we know how you like it. And in this case, we're going to send it we're going to send you south. We're going to send California a message. We heard the polls were down on that one. We heard that the corporatization, taxation, monopolization that Dokesterdam has in mind for Mary Jane is not in the cards, and that they'll be looking north to the sister state of Oregon, to the rainforest, and to that which obviously stands a much better chance of maturing the measure.
I'm going to come on the wire.
I just want my kids really quick.
All right, right now.
I'm going to say goodnight.
doing? You want to call in?
Coming at you live again from the cannabis campaign for cannabis consciousness and garden culture economy. You've got quite a soiree happening here as we bring in Measure 74, and we've got a couple of progressive heads on the line. I think Roy is one of them, and perhaps Greg. We're going to open this up for some discussion here, and let's see who shows up. Howdy ho, what do you know? Who's on the line?
Hello?
Roy, is that you?
This is Roy.
Yo,
how
this
doing?
Is Captain America.
All right, you guys. Well, here we are, and, you know, hamming it up, and just, you know,
I don't know
doing...
Mine.
What's that? Hey, Dan, you just came off of tour, so let's start with you, okay? Because Captain America's having a birthday tonight. And so how was the Quick Blaze down south?
The Quick Blaze down south, California.
Yeah, did you guys play down there?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, my band, Puken Rally, plug band here in Portland. We played a show with DRI and NBC last month in September, and we had a tour that lasted about 8 days long. Started here in Portland, and we went all the way down to Oakland, San Francisco, Santa Rosa, and Petaluma, California. That was pretty badass, and I just drove back from Petaluma to Portland yesterday. It took 11 hours, and we kicked out our drummer and left him in Petaluma. Threw drums in a dumpster behind the venue yesterday.
Sounds like fun.
I say it was a pretty
good
tour.
Balls on the wire.
Like eight shows and lose the drummer.
Nice. So you were blazing down there. What was the sentiment when you hopped the border? I mean, people pretty pumped up about the cannabis coalition and the movement to legalize Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I brought a bunch of those marijuana pins with me down to California and just started passing them out in every city we stopped in and talked to people about Prop 19 and their opinions. And I'd say probably 90% of the people were all for it and were voting yes or already did turn in their ballots to yes vote. And of course, we got that small percentage of folks that are still against it. And well, you're just going to let the big corporations come and take over. And I don't want that. But
right.
It was pretty overwhelmingly like a yes vote from the people I talked to. And
well, you know, I keep reminding folks, you know, that we're already legal. It's amazing how many people don't realize that marijuana is legal in the states of Oregon and California and 12 other states as well. It's really mind-boggling that we're here celebrating the 13th year of Omaha. And which is the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program, and we're just now starting to flower the power and become conscious as to the impact and the far-reaching benefits that this movement has to offer. Hey, Roy, you're on the line too, aren't you?
I am indeed.
All right. Hey, Roy, I know that you know you've been with us for some time, you know, and you never know who you're going to meet, so I'm still, like, trying to flesh these characters out and get their story and everything. I'm still humbled when I hear, you know, how people have participated in this movement. And I know that you've got quite a story, but can you just kind of give us a snapshot as to how you're seeing it tonight?
Well, it's been a long road. We've all worked very, very hard out there holding signs and... I built a website called Measure74.org, and I had a lot of fun doing that. And just everything that everybody's done, it's just a huge effort of people pulling together. It's been a lot of fun. I heard some tears coming from the other room here a second ago, so maybe that's good news.
Yeah, we are. They're rocking the measure right now, and they're throwing up on the boob tube. The yeses and the noes, and we're obviously there's a sense of enthusiasm here tonight. You know, I want to come back to your contribution because I just saw your web work, and I know that you know, to put that together takes nuts and bolts, and you know, I caught you on the scene in many ways, you know, with my lens of perception, and
yeah.
You're in a band as well. You're playing bass. In a trio, in a classic rock trio.
I do indeed, yeah. I play with a band called the Beaver Boogie Band. And we were out playing in Classica 9 last weekend for the 4th of July, and we played some huge, big benefit for the Humane Society the weekend before that, big Halloween party. And we're playing up in North Portland to Wishing Well this weekend. So we're kind of all over the place, Portland and Gresham and, you know, the west side and South Coast once in a while.
That sounds
we have a pretty good time.
And you're with the Green Free Coalition and doing
yep.
the care providing trip.
Yes,
so
indeed.
That's a,
yeah.
that makes for a productive and meaningful lifestyle. It's been a real hoot being part of this, and the creativity that's coming out of it is so out of the ordinary for politics like this in many ways we've already won. It's like I keep coming back to this idea that no matter which way it swings, you know, we're just ushering in the obvious and encouraging people to get on with it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, so many people have said that the one thing that the baby boomer generation needs to accomplish in our lifetimes is legalization of cannabis, and I don't keep it true. So we need to get that done, our generation does, during our lifetime.
Well, you know, having your card is much more than a card, obviously. It's a ticket to ride, and there's nothing like being in a room filled with folks, progressive vets, who are feeling elated as they come out of the closet, realizing how legal we can be.
And there's nothing like learning all the aspects of growing. I mean, there's so much to it, not just growing plants, the preparations, making tincture and hash oil, and all the things that you can do, and all the uses that they have. It's just amazing. You can have a degree in this stuff. You know, you really could.
Well, that's the next step. Wouldn't you agree that we're starting to create, we're starting to see the cannabis universities come online, and the Invisible College, and the homeschool, the garden culture game plan, you know, that's where the 13th year really comes into perspective.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though. There are good and bad ones out there, too. So you really got to pick and choose, you know, especially if you're going to spend money on something like that. But, yeah, absolutely. There's some really good training material out there, too. Even just on YouTube, I've seen some excellent stuff that you can watch if you don't have anything else for free.
Right. Yeah, you know, and the resources are on the table. You know, at this point, it's really through political campaigns like Measure 74 that we begin to really refine our game plan as we introduce this to the general public, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's so important, too, that we lay a good, solid groundwork. Bringing cannabis into the mainstream as something medical as opposed to something recreational. And hopefully this way we can educate the public and law enforcement and government and everybody else what cannabis is really about. It's not another kind of beer. It's not another substitute for alcohol. Something can be pretty fun, but boy, it has an awful lot of medicinal uses, and that's why we use it, really. I think even a lot of recreational users use it to stay overnight, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the thing about that is that the sacramental uses. When we talk about the spiritual, religious facets of cannabis being the building blocks of civilization, you know, today religion has really got a bad taste when people talk about the way things are going, and so people don't like to talk religion and politics, but in this case. When we talk about bringing cannabis into a spiritual, psychomythic, social context, we're just now getting started with the power of prayer, with utilizing cannabis in high ceremonies, with burning cannabis in large centers and filling temples or rooms, or creating unified fields of awareness with this sacrament, and that's been part of my fervor for this year's campaign. Being an officer in the Native American Church, we are very much looking forward to being able to openly utilize cannabis to make a string of moments to create an extended quality of transformation.
In that Native American church, do you have like history going back of cannabis use? That's kind of interesting.
Did
the Indians use cannabis at some, you know, like here in America, of ancient times?
Well, okay. We know that traditionally Native American peoples. As of recent, from the Lakota teachings I've received, they weren't, you know, the Native peoples are reserved in mixing the medicines. They're recovering from alcoholism, from genocide,
from capitalism, and the biology is all messed up. Most, you know, Native Americans, their phenotypes are completely distorted compared to their ancestors. These folks used to be some of the most fit, most athletic, aesthetic human beings on the face of the planet. Now, if we look at the history of hemp marijuana in North America, and we look at the founding fathers and the way that they utilized this resource, to build this country, we know that the Indians were hip to that trip and must have shared that insight with those Europeans coming over here, you would think. Because the spirit of the pan Native American is really one that wears its heart on its sleeve. They came over here sharing food, farming, ways and means. They had a very high cultured, polytheistic set of core family values that stumped the Europeans when they came here. If we look, I think one of the reasons why Portland is such an epicenter for our culture is because the influences of the Columbia River Gorge, which at one time used to be the most diverse social fabric and most creative group of peoples in this country, and because of the salmon trade and because of the diversity of the climate and all of the resources there, we know that this area must have been one of the most highest cultured areas in the world. And if you look at the lifestyle of Native peoples 200-300 years ago, most of their time was spent in arting themselves or creating beauty or ceremonies in order to keep social relations together, in order to keep them tight, in order to forward the privilege that would come in living well and loving righteously.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly makes sense that they would have had, I mean, everyone else did. You know, going back in history. So, seems like every culture has had it, including ones that some people would rather not admit that had cannabis.
Exactly. You know, and right now I'm reading a text called Marijuana and Art and Religion, and as I get deeper into these teachings in the Far East, and we learn about the Semites, and we learn about the Canaanites, and we learn about these biblical, historical cosmic civilizations, we're realizing that these cultures were successful because of their understanding of cannabis sativa, or at that time, Canuba. And so it's really something to be coming back into this vortex of memory and recollection, you know, what's really something is that the people that are participating are typically artistically inclined. And have a well-rounded approach to the abundance that cannabis can offer, and it's nothing shy from an overhaul, which has been totally distorted due to a perception of scarcity and what have you. I've got to take a brief moment here, boy, to bring Jennifer Alexander on board. I think Jennifer's with us. Jennifer, are you there? Jen? Okay, Jen will be coming in here any moment now. But anyway, Roy, tonight you've got your friends in the house. Oh, I just want to reflect on what Greg was saying with Jim, because I know you guys are pretty tight. Roy, are you still there? Okay. Well, folks, we may have lost Roy. It could have been a cell phone transmission or a satellite issue. Hopefully he'll come back online here. Let's see if we can't. Roy, are you there? There you go. Okay. We're back. Jen, Roy, are you there? Hey. Okay. It was a flip of the switch. Here we are.
Hello?
Jennifer Alexander. Jennifer Alexander,
Hello.
Is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
Jen?
You. Can you hear me?
I got you. We're live on the wire. Just know that there's only 900 or so people tuning into this particular segment, so it doesn't, you know, and they're all in the moment too. So, how are you? What's going on tonight? What the hell is, what's going on over here?
Here in Oregon, we're watching the elections. It's not looking so good at the moment, but there's still quite a few votes to come in, so keeping our fingers crossed.
Right. It keeps. I think they keep it interesting and keep flipping the numbers just to keep everybody, you know,
on their toes.
On their toes and in the headspace of greatness, really. Because today I was at the elections office just observing, and there was so much traffic and so much excitement. People everywhere, and the whole block for, I mean, several streets was just busy with it.
Yeah, people are out and about voting tonight. It's been very good. They were expecting like 260,000 votes or better to come in today alone.
Wow. Yeah. So you know, right up till the 8 o'clock deadline, they're counting those votes, and it's never too late, is it?
No. And they could be counting them for a couple of days, from what the elections office told me. If it's closed, they'll take a few days to certify it.
Right. Well, in this case, you know, we've already, like, you know, we've been talking about it, you know, and people that have been watching me, you know, which is what I do, they're like, well, you know, they always want to throw that thing, that whatever, that distractive thought in there that says, well, what if it fails, or what if you don't get what you want, or, you know, or, oh, you know, it's going this way, or it's going that way. Well, you know, we've already won in so many ways, and I know that you've been busy with it for a while, so I want to find out, you know, if this passes, come tomorrow, do you have a game plan? I mean, you're a pretty intelligent woman. You're moving forward in many ways and involved, and I know you've got your family and this, that, and the other. How are you folks making home with cannabis?
What's the question? How are we what?
How are you making home with cannabis? How are you, what are you looking forward to in the advent that Measure 74 passes, in the advent that people really begin to realize what we can do with the resources that cannabis sativa and hemp have to offer? Do you have a game plan, or do you have a service or a business or something that you want for yourself and your family out of the time that you put into this campaign?
I don't have anything
requests.
In particular. I'm definitely pushing on for legalization regardless of how things go. And there's the possibility that I would want to get into something, but I don't have any plans yet.
Okay, you know, we're going to wrestle over that one, you and me. That's how we met.
Yeah, the legalization.
We met with the tangoing back in the day. Yeah, because my perception and my view is that we're already legal. I mean, to any more legalization at this point, until this social fabric becomes mature enough to really bring in the fundamentals of cannabis consciousness, is really premature. That's my personal opinion. I don't want to see this go back into the hands of Uncle Sam and all these train hoppers. I'm sorry. I've done time over,
and I
see a lot of train
hoppers. But I don't want to see people going to jail. So there's ultimately a middle ground somewhere in there. Because I've had that information to you before, and it's worth looking up again. The Emerald Seal thing, I mean, we're not legal now. It's improving. It gets better and better, you know, every year. But we're not quite there yet. So we've got a long way to go still.
Well, indeed. You know, I'm trying to get people on board with the Legal Shield trip and the benefits that come out of the prepaid legal. But, you know, it's like everybody's so busy with what they're doing that if they just took time to slow down and people get their heads together, they would be able to move mountains and realize the resources that are right at their fingertips and oftentimes right underneath their noses. And so it's really, to me, it's like I've never had to present my Legal Shield. I've never had to resort to having to invoke my rights, to remain silent, because I understand the safety check and the protocol of communication that agency respects and expects out of me. So I'm really looking forward to the kinship coming into a legal eagles-like association, and really getting hip on sovereign state rights and what it means to be absolutely free from harm's way.
Right.
Free from harm's way. Well, so it's the process of education at this point, and you know, you can't just like bombard people with more information. They're already maxed. They're already maxed.
Right.
Now they, and there's still a lot to learn though,
and still a long way to go. I mean, it gets better from here.
Exactly. It is a process of discovery. So what I really dig about you people and this particular group of folk, and I would say this demograph, is the fact that because I think this is something to do with the cannabinoids that or the THC receptors, which have a tendency to radialize the sensory. And in this case, people aren't like attached to their views. They're open to new information. So Jen, do you have anything you'd like to offer before we wrap up the show? Or Roy, you're still with us, right, Roy?
I think he might be.
Okay. Had to mute my phone. There's so many of us so close together here, we got to be kind of careful.
I see. Okay. Well,
It's just been a very exciting time, and I'm looking forward to you know, seeing all the votes counted, and we'll be hopefully on top at the end of the night, and we've got a lot of work to do after that. It's
indeed
going to be an awful
indeed
lot of fun, too. Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, there you have it, friends and family, coming at you live on the wire, Bud Justice and Friends. The Measure 74 campaign is in full swing in high gear. We're here in Portland, Oregon, as we are tallying the dynamics of the measure, and we've got to thank all of those keen who are dropping in from home and from abroad and wherever you are and where you're at. We want to put our mind towards some of our mentors and those men who have brought us this great distance. Jim Quar is coming out of the hospital, and he's going to be returning home for personal care and what have you, and we've got Anthony Johnson over there somewhere. Maybe he's going to drop in tonight. He's busy with it. We've got Jen Alexander on the line, and we've got Roy Olson. Is that correct? Roy Olson on the line?
Roy Murray.
Okay. All right. Pardon me. I'm doing my best to recollect all the details. Anyhow, it's all very good. Cannabis Common Sense coming to you live. Want to thank you. And be sure to be tuning in to your telepathic matrix frequently. Good night.